Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And this past week, we finished up week three, looking at this amazing conversation that Jesus is having with a woman at a well. Our series has been called Well Known. We are exploring and looking at how one conversation can change everything. And as we think about missions, this reality that as followers of Jesus, that we have a mission of making disciples, and the way that we get to live that out is one conversation at a time. And by taking some time looking at this conversation that he had, we are learning so much about how we should think about our missions, how we should live out our faith, sharing and telling others about Jesus. And this past week at the Plain City campus, Justin, our campus life pastor, spent some time really reflecting and pointing us to this reality around worship. And sometimes we forget how our worship is directly connected to our mission and how we live on mission. That having our worship right fuels and helps us to live out our mission rightly. That mission is a result of true worship, that our mission flows out of our worship. John Piper, right, famous pastor out of Minneapolis, used to say in his book, Let the Nations Be Glad, his book around mission and how we should think about that. He says that missions exist because worship doesn't. And it wasn't that he was saying that people don't worship. It's we don't worship rightly. And it's because we don't worship God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength is the reason why we don't live that out. And the reason that we have to do missions, that we have to go and tell others, it is because we want the world to worship the one true God. And so Jesus, in talking with the Samaritan woman, is trying to help her to understand how to have true and right worship, how to see him rightly. Because when we see God, we see Jesus rightly, then we know how to live, and we live sharing and telling others about Jesus. You see, worship that never leaves the building, it isn't biblical worship. Right? If our worship only stays confined to a room in an auditorium when somebody's playing a guitar or music and we're, you know, lifting up our voice and singing, if that's all we ever think of worship, we're missing what the Bible points to this reality of worship. You see, Jesus is our perfect example. He's the perfect missionary. He was sent from heaven, sent to earth with a mission. He had to pass through Samaria. He had to tell that woman about who he was, that he really is the Christ. And Jesus perfectly worships the Father, Son, and the Spirit. Jesus perfectly worships God. And because of that, mission flows out of his life. That he can't help but live on mission because he is worshiping God everywhere that he goes. And as he does that, we see worship involves our whole lives. It involves our conversations. It involves the people that we talk with, that we actually get to worship God in spiritual conversations, that you get to worship God by talking to your kids about Jesus, that you get to worship God when you offer to pray for one of your coworkers, that you get to worship God when you ask somebody, hey, do you have a faith? Do you go to church anywhere? And you get a chance to share about how God has changed your life. That is worship. And so we want worship to leave the building, to leave our churches as we go out into our communities to worship our one true God by telling others about him. And so just for you to think about that in your own life is maybe to reflect on this question. How do we know that we're worshiping God rightly? And I think one of the evidences that we see from this conversation is that one of the ways that we see that we're worshiping God as we should is that we're having conversations with other people about God, is that spiritual conversations, evangelistic conversations, is fruit in our lives pointing to the reality that we are worshiping God as we should. And so maybe as you look back and think about, how am I at having these kinds of conversations? Am I worshiping God rightly? Because do I see evidence in my life that I'm living on mission, that I'm having and engaging in spiritual conversations? And if not, maybe it's a chance for you and I to reframe how we think about worship. How, when we actually behold the beauty and glory of our God, And as we see our brokenness, our sin, our temptations, that we see that there is a world around us that needs to hear about Jesus. And the fact that God would love us so much to send his son on a mission to save us can fuel you and I to be the same kind of people, to go and live on mission, to tell others about the God who sent his son to save them. And so how can you worship God by living on mission this week? Let's pray to that end. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us, God, to see you rightly. We would see the beauty and the glory and the majesty and the mercy, God, and the love and compassion and kindness. God, the power that you have, how you are sovereign and in control, Lord, how that would elevate our view of you, God, that we would see you rightly, that we would worship you, God, not just with our words, not just with our lips, but God, with our lives. That would lead us, God, to live on mission. That would, God, be the fuel in our tank as we go and tell others about this amazing God who created them, who loves them, and God who sent his son to save them. And so, Lord, may we be looking back on our lives and think about, God, how can we worship you more genuinely with our lives? And as we do so, God, would you allow mission and evangelistic conversations flow out of that reality as we worship you, Lord? We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?